Jesus teaches us how to treat people. Take what's coming to you in this kingdom. It's been ready for you since the world's foundation. And here's why. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was homeless and you gave me a room. I was shivering and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you stopped to visit. I was in prison and you came to me. Then those sheep are going to say, Master, what are you talking about? When did we ever see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you a drink? And when did we ever see you sick or in prison and come to you? Then the king will say, I'm telling the solemn truth. Whenever you did one of these things to someone overlooked or ignored, that was me, you did it to me. Matthew chapter 25 verses 34 to 40, the message. Jesus is telling us that he loves people. He is saying that the way we treat others, those who are in need, strangers to us, or people in pain, is in fact how we treat him. In the two parables just before this, he primarily describes our relationship with him while asking us to evaluate how we wait for his return and whether we are good stewards with everything we have been given. But what we learn from Jesus here is that he is also concerned about our relationships with those around us. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John chapter 13 verses 34 to 35. How are you treating people? And not just the ones we love and agree with. How are we treating those that most of society is looking down on or disagree with? I hope this challenges you in a good way. We are called to love and show our love in how we treat others.